Here's a clue as to who's just joined us in the studio.
It's Santa and Rudolph.
Oh, no.
No, it was a bit late for that. Now, we did cover a story early in the week, which is in the Daily Telegraph and I think the Times newspaper, a very sad story indeed, which claimed that in 20 years' time, a peculiarly English art form with its roots in North Africa will have died out. We're talking about Morris dancing. And I was saying how much I'd miss it because there's nothing nicer, I think, or sweeter than sitting outside a pub, imagining you're in an episode of Midsummer Murders. It's early August, and just a little way away, you hear the wonderful sound of a troupe of Morris dancers, men and women, giving it plenty. Now, apparently, because it's not particularly trendy, not particularly urban, and because younger people sometimes, according to the newspaper reports, felt embarrassed about it, there is a danger that Morris dancing may be on the way out. So the Morris Ring, which represents 200 troops, is running a recruitment drive to try and bring it some new blood. And we're joined now by Rob Jukes from the Northwood Morris team from Croydon. Hello, Rob.
Good morning to you both.
Now, are you concerned? Do you really think Morris dancing might be in danger of dying out?
I don't think so. I think there's enough people to carry it through, certainly for generations to come.
Rob, I you know, grew up in the middle of Sussex, so I grew up to the sound of bells and sticks and men in white clothing. And it seems, you know, if you're going to have it there, probably nestling around local oak trees. In the heart of Croydon, it's, you know, urban Morris dancers. Is that the place for them, do you think?
Well, we actually dance a lot of our dance outs around Surrey, Kent, that sort of place. But we do like to dance in towns, specifically Borough Market, and around Borough Market, Borough High Street, George, that sort of thing.
You said North Africa. I thought they were...
I always understood, and perhaps Rob would say this, I thought it was from Moorish dancing.
That's
what about
right,
the Crusaders?
Moresco. Yeah. Moresco dancing,
I thought it was all to do with the mummers' plays and all that sort
of... We do that as well.
Yeah, so it's all to do with fertility, isn't it?
Well, would you think so, yes.
Mm. Are you successful at that? I mean, I don't mean you personally. I mean, a high rate of pregnancy around
Borough. That's what you'd be expecting.
There are Morris women, aren't there?
There are indeed. There's some very good Morris, Lady Morris teams around, like Baker Morris. They're very, very good side.
But do you ever mix? Do you ever
do, yes. Yeah, we get invited, and we invite other teams to come to our do over a weekend. And we can have maybe seven or eight teams dancing around various pubs and hostelries for a weekend. It's great fun.
Now, I did make the point, perhaps facetiously, that I'd never seen a Morris dancer order a pint of chemical lager. It tends to be real ale. And that's part of the image associated with it, isn't it? It's almost oldie England, country pubs and real ale and stuff.
We're great supporters of camera and the real ale, and it's a very pleasant occupation to do.
Now, you know, tap dancing, which I can do quite well, I have a certificate, about the only qualification I have, is based on a step called the time step.
Right.
If you can do that, it's what Bruce Forsyth does every Saturday night at Strictly Come Dancing. If you can do that, you can then probably do any step. In Morris dancing, is there a basic step, like a gavotte or something?
Yes, there is. It originates from a village in Oxfordshire called Fieldtown. It's now called Leefield. And it's the 1-2-3 hop.
Could you do it for us?
Yes, I can.
Thank you. I love this little step because the knees go quite high. Paul's now going to emulate it. Right. Paul's wearing winkle pickers.
Oh. Three, hop.
Now, this is what, if you were at school, you probably learn in primary school, first of all, just to do what they call a dance isolation. These two have bonded, actually, quite nicely, but as I say, Paul is wearing winkle pickers and his television shirt. Bravo,
that was like
you.
A punk rock hop. So it's 1-2-3, and then you do an extra step, and then next time you do 1-2-3, you do the extra step on the other foot.
That's it.
And then you bring the bells in, I assume.
We have the bells on all the time.
And the stick, you hold bells, no, the bells are on your legs, and then you hold a stick at the same time, don't you?
No. We have hanky dances and stick dances.
Hanky dance.
Yeah.
Do you have the person dressed as a horse coming through the middle?
That's Aladdin, isn't it?
There are various teams that have what they call animals. Our animal that we have is a boar.
You met Jolie. I'm sorry, I couldn't do that. It was lying about the pig, that show. You know I don't mean it. She's got a great big wild pig with the tusks and everything.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Is it like a Bernie Clifton vibe? You know he does the ostrich.
Yeah.
Does somebody have their head sticking out as if they're riding the boar?
No, not really, no. He wears a large cape made up of tatters.
Oh, great.
Can I just ask, how do you get your whites whiter than white? Because you always start off really white and bright.
Oh, sure.
Don't you? Yeah. Do you do that?
I normally use spray them with starch.
Oh.
That normally helps.
I must say, I was slightly puffed doing my 1-2-3 hop.
Mm.
And I think it'd be a good form of exercise. If I were running the Morris Ring, I would, for next Christmas, have a Keep Fit the Morris Dancing Way DVD out.
Well,
because you could do 1-2-3 hop in front of the camera. And because, you know, they've got at the moment urban dancing.
Successful.
We've got to keep... Well, it might be.
It's not cool, though, is it, for the kids, really?
But you've only got... People like... Folk music has never gone away and is revived by every generation in a different form because it speaks to something deep in us. And I think Morris dancing does too.
Well, exactly right. There was a very large revival in the 70s.
See you last man.
Well, exactly right, yeah.
Well, we've got Madonna's trainer coming on in half an hour. We could put it to her if she'd fancy putting a few Morris dancing steps.
Yes. She could do a 1, 2, 3 hop.
She certainly could, yes. I would say no.
He's on this DVD wearing nothing but a black bikini.
1, 2, 3 and up over here.
Yes. Right, please use the airwaves, Rob, if you want to appeal to any potential Morris dancers out there. What do they
and
need?
And how people can get in touch with you or find out at your local
They
trips.
Need a pair of whites, don't they?
They can get them anywhere. Nice white shirt, nice pair of white trousers. But the two websites, which is the morrisdancing.org,
mm-hmm.
and if you go onto that website, you can find your local team.
Morrisdancing.org, which is 2 R's and 1 S.
That's it.
Morrisdancing.org, yep. Lovely.
And there was also our team, which is northwoodmorris.org.uk.
northwoodmorris.org.uk.
And yeah. Can we just have a jingle on your bells?
You can indeed.
And those would go around your ankles?
Around the shins, oh. Yeah.
What's the age of the youngest member of your troop?
It's me.
And how old are you, Rob?
45.
God. Okay, so you'll be dancing still in 20 years' time, but you indeed. Would like some mid-20s to early-30s people
indeed.
Taking part.
Indeed, there is a great deal of...
Couple of ingenues and a soubrette.
I'll pass your information on to Tracy Anderson when she arrives to see if she faces a trip down the north.
I'll wait in the foyer, shall I?
Lovely. Do. Put your bells around your shins and she can hear you coming.
Thank you very much for teaching me the 1, 2, 3 hop. Rob Jukes is a great sport
welcome.
There from the Northwood Morris team. Check out morrisdancing.org if you're interested. Did you do country dancing at school?
Yes, Strip the Willow. Do you know that one,
I do
Rob?
Indeed, yes.
Yeah, it's yeah. Terribly confusing, isn't it?
It's well, after a few pints of real ale, it gets interesting.
Oh, this is primary school. Even I, as rebellious as I was not on the pints of ale.
It's a 7-year-old that thinks it's all peculiar. No, we don't want that. Thank you very much, Rob Jukes, for joining us.